وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ.
Call to mind when Abraham, peace be upon him, said to his father and his people, I totally disown all whom you serve.
إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينَ.
Except the one who created me, and behold, it is he who will direct me to the right way.
وَجَعَلَهَا كَلِمَةً بَاقِيَةً فِي عَقِبِهِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ.
And Abraham, peace be upon him, left behind this word to endure among his posterity so that they may return to it. And Abraham, peace be upon him, left behind this word to endure among his posterity so that they may return to it.
That is, whenever they deviate even a little from the right path, this word should be there to guide them so that they find their way back to it. This event is mentioned here in order to arouse a sense of shame among the Quraysh unbelievers. The thrust of the statement is, when you decided to follow in the steps of your ancestors, you did not opt to follow the good ones, the likes of the prophets Abraham and Ishmael, peace be upon them. Instead, amongst them that you chose to follow were those that were evil to the core.
بَلْ مَتَّعْتُ هَٰؤُلَاءِ وَآبَاءَهُمْ حَتَّى جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ وَرَسُولٌ مُّبِينٌ.
Even when they began worshipping others than Allah, we did not destroy them, but bestowed sustenance on them and on their forefathers until there came to them the truth and a messenger who clearly expounded things to them.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ وَإِنَّا بِهِ كَافِرُونَ.
And when the truth came to them, they said, this is just sorcery and we reject it.
وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ.
They say, why was this Quran not sent down upon some great man from the two main cities? They say, why was this Quran not sent down upon some great man from the two main cities?
The two cities mentioned here signify Makkah and Taif. What the unbelievers meant by saying so was that had God really wanted to raise a messenger and send down a book to him, he would have selected some truly distinguished person from their major cities.
أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا وَرَحْمَةُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ.
Is it they who distribute the mercy of your Lord? It is we who have distributed their livelihood among them in the life of this world and have raised some above others in rank that some of them may harness others to their service. Your Lord's mercy is better than all the treasures that they hoard.
ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يظهرون.
Were it not that all mankind would become a single community and follow the same way, we would have provided for all those who disbelieve in the Merciful One silver roofs for their houses and silver stairs on which to go up.
وَلِبُيُوتِهِمْ أَبْوَابًا وَسُرُرًا عَلَيْهَا يَتَّكِئُونَ.
and silver doors to their houses, and couches of silver upon which they would recline.
وَإِن كُلُّ ذَلِكَ لَمَّا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
Or that they be made of gold. Surely, all this is only the enjoyment of the life of the world. But true prosperity in the hereafter with your Lord is only for the God-fearing.